Hello, this is Nikki from HypnoFantasy.com. I'm pleased to offer this introduction to my latest session titled Mind Games. As the title illustrates, there will be games played. But not for no purpose, no. There's always a purpose, isn't there? The full 60-minute audio can be obtained at hypnofantasydownloads.com. So, if this introduction intrigues you, I welcome you to download it. Now, before I get started, I want to talk about a simple word. The word is doubt. Doubt. To be undecided or skeptical about, to tend to disbelieve, to distrust, to regard as unlikely, to suspect or fear. To be undecided or skeptical. A lack of certainty that often leads to irresolution, a lack of trust. The condition of being unsettled or unresolved. Aw, that's no fun, is it? The opposite of doubt would be beyond doubt or without doubt, without question, with certainty, definitely. Now, there are people out there who fall in that undecided or skeptical column. That's okay. In this session, mind games that actually may benefit you, because I figured out a way to use your doubt against you. So, if you're a little distrusting, undecided, skeptical, unsettled, or unresolved, that's okay. By the end of this session, your doubt will have a whole new meaning. Good. Enjoy. Hello, this is Nikki. This hypnofantasy session is entitled Mind Games. You should realize first that here, in my playground, games have only one rule. Simply, I am in control. That's simple enough, right? Welcome back. When you come out of hypnosis some time from now, you might be a little groggy for a while. Other than that, there is only one long-lasting effect from this session, which I will explain at the proper time. Now, quite frankly, this should go without saying, but as with all hypnofantasy sessions, I expect your full attention. No multitasking. You should already be in a comfortable, safe place with everything that beeps, buzzes, or rings turned off. You should be ready to enter my playground. Are you ready, boy? If not, turn off this recording. When you're prepared, start it up again. Good. Here you are, at the entrance to my playground. Don't bother trying to peek at what's inside, it won't do you any good. Besides, what you think you see now may not be what your hypnotized mind sees later on. So, just close your eyes. My words will form images in your mind that will be much, much more exciting than anything you might otherwise think you see. I want you to take a nice deep breath for me. That's right. Inhale. Deeper, deeper. Good. Now hold it, hold it, hold it. 3, 2, 1. Release. Relax. Did you ever notice that when you're being hypnotized, that sometimes there's this moment of doubt, this brief instant where you wonder, will it work this time? Will I go under? I find when a boy asks himself that question, you may tend to actually go under more easily and sink even deeper. That one deep breath has already signaled your mind to prepare for trance, and the sound of my voice has already begun to affect you. Even if you ask yourself that question, my words are at work in your subconscious mind. So go ahead, wonder if you want. You could simply go under that much more easily. I know many perfect hypnotic subjects, such as yourself, tend to become aroused as they slip into trance. Some boys try to become aware of their cocks, wondering if it's hard or not. Maybe they equate arousal with depth of trance. If the hypnotist suggests that relationship, then of course it is true. Otherwise, your cock could be limp or hard, and you still could feel very aroused and still be in a very deep trance state. So right now, it doesn't matter if your cock is hard or not. You will sink deeper either way. In fact, nothing matters except the sound of my voice. What is your favorite induction? What would your fantasy hypnotist do that would captivate you, enthrall you, and place you firmly under her spell? Would you feel your resistance gently crumbling and your control gradually slipping away? Or would you simply drop into trance at her command? I want you to do something for me. I want you to count slowly and silently backwards from 200. If you get lost or confused, simply start at 200 once again. You will continue to listen to my words and the sound of my voice. I want you to count slowly and silently, backwards from 200. And remember, if you get lost, simply start at 200 once again. You may begin Now.
Let me get you started, boy.
200.
199.
Under hypnosis, has your body ever felt very light or very heavy? Keep counting, boy. Down.
196.
Or perhaps you weren't really aware of your body at all. While you're counting, take another deep breath for me. Inhale, deeper, deeper, deeper. Good. Hold it. 3, 2, 1. Release.
200.
Does your body feel heavy or light right now?
198.
Or does it simply feel as if it's melting away as it relaxes
196.
Completely? You know, it truly excites me when I think about the power the sound of my voice has over perfect hypnotic subjects like you.
199.
To know that simply speaking to you, whispering to you, affects you so profoundly, it really turns me. I love the thought of giving you suggestions and knowing they will be carried out without hesitation, without resistance, and without question. If you could be very deep right now, is your cock hard or soft? And if your cock is hard or soft, how deep do you want to go? How deep can I guide you? I think you could go even